going, stranger? What's up?
Yeah. Same old, you know.
Yeah.
Still taking it easy.
As you should.
But
what's up, Carl?
Time plotting, you know. About to put some plans together.
As you should.
And continue to grow this year.
Yes, I'm trying to do the same. I definitely feel that. For sure.
Definitely.
Yes. Hey, y'all. Yes. You're joining in. I don't even know what episode this would be.
I'm probably 22.
I'm losing
track. And I'm just passing.
That's a good thing, though. Say 22. Yeah, that means the episode's rolling in.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
I say it is, though. I give you your flowers. I give you your flowers. Now, I know that's like cliche at this point to say that. But you was the first one to talk about this 50 Shades of Woman. Reese PC shit, man.
Here you go, give her a new name.
Yeah.
But listen, shout out to sis. Listen, she got deals coming in. She just
that made
signed
me
to
mad.
The... She on
that
some
made me mad.
Shit, and I love it.
That made me extremely mad. Like,
why it make you mad?
Because, man, she got us. She got us all.
Explain that. Thank you, Carl. Y'all gonna have me ball crying over here. Y'all know I'm emotional.
Look, I can't see. If you cry, I can't see until afterwards.
Oh, damn. You still can't see me. Right. That's crazy.
It's all good. Like, as long as they see you, feel me, you know, everything gonna play out. Right. Gonna play out.
Good. Yeah, Thank you.
I'm mad about that, man. I'm like, yo, like, she got us. She went up there, and it'll be crazy, right? If her and this dude was still together and they just sitting back, kept counting all the money they getting from all these views, laughing at everybody. We got this one, baby.
But that's the only reason why you're mad about it? Well, you mad at it, like the situation?
Yeah, because you could throw clout chasing in there. She chased clout and she got it. She got
full of
clout.
Hey y'all, rolling in. I mean, but it's something she went through in real life. So what's the difference between her doing that and a content creator or a social media influencer, right? What's up, y'all? That's just sharing, like, all right, I had this terrible relationship to this man I was married to. He was a pathological liar. Like, so now I'm gonna come and tell my story. What's the difference? Between the two.
Whatever happened to privacy, man?
What is social media? We see how this shit go on here, so what's the difference? I like the way sis move with it. Because ladies, I know everybody has been through some shit in relationships. She said, why not monetize it? I like it. I like her whole thing. I like what she doing.
Yeah. Yeah, she's definitely
a
con artist.
I'm next, Kev. I got a story to tell.
For real?
I got
See, I'ma support you because you know we like you know you down with the team like we team BSM.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But you know me, I ain't even built like that. If y'all believe me, out that should be a second.
Look, I'ma edit that little part out. We're gonna make a story up. Fuck it. If that's what we doing, that's what people doing
that's
nowadays.
What we
she had time to put 50 videos together.
Yes.
Lies.
Yes.
Lies.
Yes.
Straight lies.
Wait.
You know what I mean?
I just heard what you said. Like, maybe it's lag because you just said lies. I'm like, yeah, no. I don't believe it was lies. I really believe that she went through that and it was a traumatic experience. And then his family members were speaking up and everything. I still don't like the fact that he's from Philly. It's crazy. He got a bad rep.
That's the only thing that I'm like, pull one of these.
Right.
Because he's from Philly. You know,
right.
He represents y'all.
No, you know he don't. I mean? Well, I told he from Pittsburgh. I told you that the last time. He not from Philly. He from Pittsburgh with them Steelers.
I don't know. I like how you threw that in there.
You peeped it.
Nah, with them Steelers. He definitely got eagle pictures. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
No, he definitely do. And one thing that I noticed, like, she was like, listen, if he come and making pages, like, don't feed into him. So somebody on TikTok found the page. So he went and made it seem like he had a deal with, I think, Amazon. And, like, the pictures, you could tell they were all Google pictures. And he put them together, like, yeah, like, he was in the lobby with the Amazon sign. Like, oh, you really, you really into this shit. Like, so it just matched up with her whole story.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Leonani. Okay, you feel like it's three sides to every story? That's true. That's true.
Yeah, Leonani.
But
yeah.
I want to point out.
I'll
hey,
take
Paul,
it.
What's up?
I'll take it. You feel but, we ain't just listening and being like, oh, that's fact. We not doing that.
Latera, hey girl. That. No, we not doing that. But if his family is coming and backing her and the ex, well, his ex-wives, his first ex-wives, her children, everybody backing her, nobody backing him. Come
yo,
on, y'all.
But they already, yo, she saw the opportunity. She said, yo, he probably was confining her and all that, saying, yo, yo, my family and I don't get to, like, get along and all that. And then she just used that. You feel me? That time of him being vulnerable and all that, she took that and said, I'm going to use this in my clout chasing story.
Gotcha. Hold that thought. One second,
I know
y'all.
His family ain't going back in.
Hold on. 1 second. I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I can't believe it. I can't believe all the stuff that, you know, people be putting on here, man. If you got time to put up a 50-part series of why you got married.
And text the other phone.
Look like a graduation, man. Nothing but cap and gown.
Yeah, if you talk to her.
Can't do it. Can't do it. Can't do it.
My fault, yo. I'm back.
How y'all feel about it, man? Am I wildin'?
What? I know Kevin here talking some shit to y'all. What is he talking about? Latera, girl, what he talking about? Fill me in.
I'm just saying, yo, like, I just find it funny how she come up with this 50 piece, and then a week later, she got a deal. Like, she got a deal. Like,
she got a nice deal.
I don't know, man.
She got a nice deal. So what is it? The C, the CAA?
Call me a hater.
You hate?
Call me a hater.
You hating?
Oh, no, I don't think I'm hating. She said no. She said
you hate. I think you hate because it's.
I think she ride with me. So we got to, hold on, we got to put a poll in here.
Fill me in, though. Yeah, let's throw the, all right, throw the poll in here. But I want to know. So you ain't fill me in on what you were saying. Like you
I was saying basically what I was just saying, like, yo, she, you know, it looked like a graduation, man. She got her cap and gown on. Like, she put all this thing together just to get a deal. And then, like, the deal, it makes me even think deeper than that. It's like, yo, okay, she came up with this and she got the deal. All right, who she get the deal with, you know?
Hold on, I had it earlier. Yeah. It's called CAA.
Yo, pen what Latera said. Pen that.
She had a plan pen and that. She got to the end goal. But do you not believe the story, though? Like, yes, she monetized off of it now, but this shit been happening. So, like, okay, she came and told her story years later after she healed. I asked Kev earlier, what's the difference between her doing that and a content creator or a social media influencer coming with our with the story? We see it all the time. What's the difference? Is there a difference?
It is a difference because she's, hold on, I got two different thoughts about this.
All right, but we heard one, but what's the second one?
The second one is, like, it's a bigger picture. Like, the people that she got to deal with, uh-huh, they was behind this whole thing. My man might be on the staff.
All right. I see what you're saying. If that was a play, like, then, like, but how often shit like that happens all the time? way before this time. People have been doing that. All of your entertainment's been into that. What is, I just seen the post the other day with, like, I ain't gonna say nothing, but it happens all the time. Here comes Trippy about to start talking shit too, look.
Yeah, hey, yo, dope, man. She made a 50-piece part.
Yeah, Laterra, right,
got married, got a deal after that, like a week later. You know what that smell like? That smell like the people that she got to deal with. You feel me? Orchestrated this whole thing. The guy she complaining about is on the staff. He might be on the board. You know what I mean? Like, we not
right, going but I'm that. Just saying, we know how entertainment go. That shit been happening. So why you can't be here for sis getting her coin? What's wrong with that? The CAA is crazy. Yeah, Trippy, she got that bag, okay? She with ASAP Rocky and Cardi B, like, they signed with CAA. I love it.
See what I mean? Like,
and she, but they entertainers, but she can't be an entertainer?
All right, now.
Y'all wildin' it.
Cardi B. You said Cardi B. So let me say this.
From New York.
Yeah. We know Cardi. Look,
love
Cardi
the hip hop. She wasn't a rapper.
You said Cardi down with CAA?
Yeah.
What Cardi just do between when that lady put out that 50 piece and
They run the Knicks game? That's wild, Trippy. I did not know they run the Knicks game.
So you telling me Randall ain't really hurt? Yeah, all right, look, man.
Creative Art Agency. That's what the CAA stands for, y'all. Creative
Art
Agency.
Everything they put everything they put together is creative.
Right. So
there's no truth.
What's the difference?
You're not gonna get a deal because of truth. Like,
it's content. This is what we're living. This is the world we're living in. I'm a tall
Cleo had
content creator.
Miss Cleo had commercials. Miss Cleo had commercials saying, call me now for your free bum clock reading. Just to find out she was a liar.
She was, but she
we
seemed
this
like
commercial
it.
For years.
I'm crying. It's the impersonation for me.
Yeah, like, man.
It's the impersonation for me. Oh, man. These guys, it's about to go down. Laterra, I need you to help hold me down for the ladies.
She because on my, yo, she on my side, man.
They about to give it up. All right, know how it's about to go.
Yo, dope. The floor is your, nah. I'm not caring. I might be shit. Who knows? Like, but there's a lot of people in my family I don't know. But like.
You, with that impersonation, it might be a little percentage. It might be a little
look,
something.
But
what's
look,
up,
I just
y'all?
Got
what's
done
up,
watching
everybody?
A Bob Marley movie. I just got done watching a Bob Marley movie like 2 days ago.
Okay,
so
you got
picked up
the dreads. You might be, listen, it might be a good 30-35%. I can't hear you.
You can hear me now?
Yeah.
I had to take you up to speak. I'm like, this is Baby Jesus right here. You ain't know?
Hell, man.
Right.
I can't I ain't trying to be blasphemous, here, but you know, I take. Oh, yo, I had an old lady back in like 2015, 16, something like that, told me that. Pulled me to the side. She was a white lady at that. Crazy, right?
Okay.
This hospital days?
Okay.
Yeah, hospital days. Hospital days. Like, she was like, son, you know who you look like? I'm like, I'm about to already get mad because I don't like when people say, yo, you
right.
look like. So, like, I'm
right.
already about to get mad.
Right.
She says, you look like Jesus. I said.
Crazy. Not coming from her.
He just like.
Let me do
it. Thank you. Like, just thank you.
Right. Just keep it pushing. Like.
This whole day he was talking mad nice after that. Hey, how you doing? Cool. You want me to open the door? Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah.
God bless
you.
What you need?
But nah, can we get back to this big joint?
All right, go ahead.
Told a story and got a deal with CAA. Yeah, Rob. CAA, nigga. The Knicks. That CAA. Leon Rose and Company. Them niggas.
Well, Yo, it's a major, it's say, a major, you know, company. Knicks, I'm just saying.
Now that you're saying that, you know, the Knicks is down with them, right? The dude that Shorty was complaining about, he, I knew I seen him in pictures with Leon Rose. This is not
the Photoshop. Shit is. It was Photoshop. It's not even Cap. He really has been in pictures with some of the guys that's a part of my organization, some of the agents that represent some of the players. So this is an all insider deal. So I gotta put you on game. Like, this is just what it is. This, that's why I said, nah, we gotta talk about this.
Right. I was over after that.
Yo, you know how that shit feel, right? I'm tapping. Right. I'm like, yeah, sis doing her thing. You know what I'm saying? She got the tall woman's perspective. So I'm looking at the joint. 3 days later, I'm looking at my timeline like, I'm not fucking. I didn't read what the fuck I just saw.
Right.
Reddit, I clicked the shit. Like, I had to click just it. Then I went to the CA website. I said, oh, Kev, sis, we connect together.
I was on the hype, like, yeah, Reese, I feel like I know her. That's what's up, girl. You got your...
Bro.
Yeah, I don't like her. I don't like her. I'm going to say it now. I don't like her. I don't, you like her. Call me a hater or whatever, man. I just know that.
But don't signal her out. Like, how many of our entertainers do that? They come up with a play and they act on it.
Look, they come out telling you they're an entertainer. She didn't tell you she's an entertainer. She lied. She said, let me tell you why I got married.
She didn't cry. She owned up to Philly it. Like, Tierra, hey girl.
Forget owning up to it. Yo, she had a whole blueprint, a storyboard. She had the behind the scenes footage that's about to drop in like 3 days.
Very detailed. Yeah. Very detailed. We're
gonna start seeing clips. She'll-
You know, get a Tubi movie, watch.
Yeah, I told, listen, Tyler, everybody, get with that lady. She I was get a glued Tubi into movie that. I'm talking quick. About cooking. I was like, let me put the playlist on.
You know, Tubi got everything. Yeah. So why?
Yeah. Everybody got to holler at her. Like, we need it on all platforms. I like it. I do.
I'm trying to get in the movie that's going to be on Tubi. I'm low-key trying to ease my way in there without auditioning, man. But
for real? You might can do it. I can see you on McGraw-Ed. You watch that?
McGraw-Ed?
What's that?
What's that?
It's on Tubi. Well, no, the first season was on Tubi. Look it up, y'all. It's like, it's in the, they in Detroit? Are they in Detroit? I think they in Detroit. I'm going to send it to both of y'all. I love it. It's probably like 2 seasons in, you know?
Look,
and when y'all see it, if y'all watch it, y'all gonna be like, "Go work."
Y'all need to give me a call, right, man.
You know, I'm gonna hit you up. Be
a protagonist. I could be the other one. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right?
Yeah, crazy.
Headshots. Here's the headshots.
But shout out to Risa. Shout out to sis. She got her deal. What y'all think?
Man, that's the CAA, man. They out here just signing anybody. Hey, y'all, look. So my name is Trippy OG.
We next.
Man, I'm doing Nick content forever. Sign the gang. VSN on top.
We so, next.
You know what? I'm pitching us to CAA now.
Yeah, you
can
only you. Right.
Give me about 3 months. All right. I got it. Sure. Give me about 3 months.
And we checking back in with you. We go ahead and take over. We're going to take over.
That's a fact. But yo, sis, you know how to stop through. Show love.
Yes,
I'm like,
yes,
she live. I'm pretty.
Thank you.
Pull up.
Yes.
That shit clutch as hell, bro.
That's a fact. Make sure y'all tap in, follow through, get on the YouTube,
yes.
VSN. The merch is outside. She yes. got a whole line coming through, designed by yours truly.
Cop
it's
up.
Up. Yes. Outside.
Yes.
VSN's finest. I'm out. All
right.
Gang.
So, I knew how y'all both was coming about, sis. Listen, I already knew. I did. Shout out to Reese, though. I just keep saying it. That's my. I'm gonna probably meet her. I'm gonna meet her soon. When I see her, I'm be like, so tough. Like, was it really? My pause. Like, what? Or she? I thought she was.
You gonna meet her? She gonna be like, "Come back to the house. We're having dinner."
Right.
I don't know how she sounds, girl.
I'm like, I wouldn't trust it at all. I would not trust that shit.
As soon as you walk in the door, you see this nigga on the couch. Like, oh, right. I like that, didn't you?
Like, I'll be like, I was backing you all that fucking time. You had, y'all had a whole plan.
Look, he gonna be like, you should have been listening to Kev.
Right, the whole time. The Black Jesus, you was on episode 22 of him. Crazy. Crazy. That whole situation.
I guess.
Yes, definitely. Shout out to her. Right, who else we got in here?
Join in.
Yes, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing? How's your night going?
It's an open panel, so if y'all want to pop in, this is the MV.
Yeah.
You're going to hit that bar.
I think they had a... Oh, no. These are questions I had from earlier.
I ain't answered, so what was it?
Okay, cool. So the question was, what are some of your red flags when dating? And then you know I got some follow-up questions.
Red flags when dating? Mm-hmm. Listening to two different problems back to back in conversation.
Okay. You said listening to two different problems in one conversation?
Yeah. Yeah, like you talking, you feel me, y'all, or whatever.
Okay.
I have a conversation. Y'all having an initial conversation. In the middle of this initial conversation, a problem is brought to your attention. What they're going through. Oh, this and that. It's one question. It's one.
Mm-hmm.
And then having some more conversation. Then a little bit later, another problem. You have another problem that you just bring up. You know what I mean? You know, it can be a problem with somebody. It can be a problem with anything, mm-hmm. but it's a problem. Right? So I'm here now. I'm like, okay, all right. That's back to back. I can see it's gonna be trouble.
What if they just venting though? Like, what if she venting and she just gotta get some things off her chest and she not, you know, she's not good with just, I guess, like when everything hits her at one point, it's just like, I'm gonna lay it all out. And
write some raps until we get comfortable with each other.
Oh, so this is the beginning stages, like, of your dating.
Trippy answering. He got a few.
Okay. Always asking for something.
Always asking for something.
Okay. You know I want to know. What does that consist of? Like
anything.
Like, really? Okay. Just like you got your fucking hand out all the time.
Yeah. It's like, yo, like, I'm sleep. The fuck you want? It's like, you know, it's like, something, whatever. You feel me? Yeah. Like,
all right. The next one's starting a combo with, I'm okay, but every other day. Okay.
That kind of plays in what I was talking about. That problem shit.
Okay.
Bringing up your problems early.
No. No drive to be better. That's definitely one thing. Because I can't be the one making all the fucking moves, okay? And putting all the plays together. That would drive me crazy. And doing better than you currently, oh shit, this glass is going out. Okay, currently are that being stagnant stuff. Don't work for me. I'm definitely with you on that. You have to be independent. Why don't you know how to do certain things for yourself? Like, why are you looking for me to do everything? No, we're not doing that. That's a child.
Yeah, I don't know why they do that.
Yeah, I think one of mine earlier was ignorant people, like ignorant and rude people. That's a red flag. Another one. I got a bunch of them. I really do. And I'm going to start throwing some, these questions up here from the people that answered earlier.
Okay.
I want your input on it. All right. I'm going to figure it out. Okay. So this is someone's red flag. It's coming up in the form of a question. But their red flag was being constantly unavailable.
Okay.
Can you see that? I know for women, I know some when dating, some men can be emotionally unavailable.
Think that's different or the same?
I think it's the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
Elaborate on why you
think. I do think that if you just constantly unavailable, you're not into the person you're dating. You're not making any time for them.
But what if not being, I'm just playing devil's advocate. I'm not speaking on stuff.
Okay.
Whatever, but what if the person's schedule is just crazy? They barely have time.
They're gonna make time. Like, even if it's a lunch date or something, is what I'm saying.
The sacrifice that they made is I'm gonna be doing
it. You say you knew this before you even, you know what I mean? You knew that, you know.
Okay, his schedule was crazy, whatever. I just, okay.
Yeah.
And then communication will always have to be there. FaceTime, calls, text messages. Like, it has to be, something has to fill in. Everybody got time for something. They make time for what they want to make time for. That's just how I feel about it. I work two jobs at times. Mm-hmm. I'm a mom. Like, but you can squeeze some time in somewhere.
What if the person was off doing a movie?
If they were doing a movie, fly me out. Bring me to you.
Wow. Wow, you know.
I play the scene. I play the whatever, you know, wherever we at, LA. I'll be outside until you finish. You see what I'm saying? It'll work. That person, yeah.
Nah, I'm reading with right, the scene right here.
Bashing someone else and you literally do the same things.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
Yeah,
but I do see that happen often too. Like, I feel like those people do not like to be called out on their shit. Trippy on some shit that they don't understand it too. If I can't see you, why am I wasting my time and energy talking to you? It's like a dead end. It's not going to get anywhere. If that is your goal, you know what I'm saying? Like, with the relationship, whatever y'all came to agreement on.
Like, I can get being emotionally unavailable, because at the end of the day, a relationship is emotional. You got emotions in the shit. And unless y'all sign a contract saying, yo, it's a business opportunity. Like, that's what y'all in for. So that, like, I can understand that. But like the unavailable thing, I feel like it's a lot of things that can.
Okay. Kind of like. So now I feel like a person that does not have any time at all should not be dating, if that's the case. Because it's unfair to the person you're dating.
Right. Someone that's always busy like that was always busy like that. And the person that they dated knew they were busy like that before. You know what I mean?
Not really, especially, well, it depends if that person made it known that they got a crazy, hectic schedule. Now, if you know and you agree to it and you thought that, okay, that person was just going to stop everything, stop the jobs or whatever it is that's taking up all their time, that's on them. Because it was like, look, I gave you the disclaimer.
Yeah.
So the next response was, okay, bragging.
Yeah, I was going to say that, like, it's a situational type question. I feel that way.
Yeah. But, I don't like bragging, cocky, loud, flamboyant. I don't like that. That's a complete turn off for me. Especially the money. What are you talking about?
A female said that.
Yeah. A female said that.
Yeah. Cause I'm like, I can't picture a guy saying she brags too much.
what you do in that instance though? If you had a woman that is just constantly, okay, she got her body done. She just constantly brags about her body.
Let's not say she got her body done. That's not cheap. Let's say she was in the gym getting it, you feel me? Like,
realistic for today's world, I'm sorry. No.
Let's do that, though. Let's go to the extreme. Right. We can't be cheating and shit like that, because it's like, all right, man. But it's like, and I'm not disrespecting nobody that got their body down. I'm just saying.
We're not doing it.
You know? Yeah, like, she was bragging. It was like, yo, yeah, I'm healthy. I eat good all day. You know, I just ran like 40 miles. Yeah, you see this? I got this six pack. Wow, whatever, you know? Bragging and shit like that. You know what I'm going to say? I'm proud of you.
But what if it's just like so much, like,
if she wasn't like I don't want to say perfect, but as far as fitness,
okay,
whatever, because we talking about bodies, you said bodies and shit, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if she wasn't the top fitness of fitness, you feel me, and she was like slightly portly,
mm-hmm,
and she was bragging like, yeah, my body nice, my body this is that, that can get annoying, because it's like, that's not registering in my brain, because you saying something that when I'm looking, it ain't that. It's like me saying, hey, yo, I'm fully fit, straight athletic, fully fit, all that shit. You look like, nigga, chubby too, nigga. So you feel me? Like,
would you tell her?
It's not going to make sense.
I think you lit. What you say?
No comment.
No comment. All right.
Okay.
All right.
That's no, I'm honest.
But that's good to know.
I'm honest as possible.
All right. All right. Cool. That's fair. All right. What was the next one? Hey, y'all. Hey, everybody that's joining in.
Excuse me. Yeah, and I'm also, and you know, you can chime in on this too, and this is my thought.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people get bragging and being confident in yourself kind of mixed up a little bit. The example I gave, where I was like, you're bragging about something I'm not seeing, I get that. Bria. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, say, like, somebody, yeah, like, yeah, yo, I get money every day. I'm getting money every fucking day. I'm getting money every day. But when you see them, they always ask for some bread.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you're just talking shit. And I don't even get mad at that. I'm just like, at this point, it started to be like comedy to me.
It is.
I'm like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
If you're doing it in front of people, I'm gonna egg you on. I want you to feel as good about yourself as possible. Mm-hmm. Now, you lying to the people make you feel good, I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna be like,
really?
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
I might even take it a step further.
Just a step further.
I might take it. Let me see. It was like, yo, someone say some shit like, yeah, man, back in college, you know, I had all the women, mm-hmm, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take it a step further. I ain't gonna say that joke.
But okay, so you're gonna egg them on. That's just like, okay, if you out with your friends, or whatever, y'all go somewhere, your friend is trying to impress the ladies, you're gonna egg them on.
Yeah. Unless they trying to, like, you know, kick my back in and shit. Okay. That's always cool. That's corny when guys do that. Like,
yeah, that's one thing guys do a lot. I be seeing it. Like, oh, that's corny. Like, that's so corny. Why would you do that?
Like, I feel like it's funny, right? I'm just talking about lifetime, right? Because nowadays it's a little different. When guys kick it back in around this age, it's a little different than early 20s type shit, right? Mid-20s type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, back then, when niggas would kick your back in, so like me, like, if you kick my back in and shit, number one, the female always tells me, two, I'm like, why do you have to kick my back in to get with the girl? I don't be doing that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I can't like, comprehend that type of behavior. You know, especially when it's certain people you respect prior to. It's like, oh, you do that?
Yes, that's super weak. That's some weak shit to do.
Yeah. I don't know if women do that, but I haven't. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think y'all do that. Not that though.
No, it would probably be like pillow talking, if anything, like not exact, like while you out in that instance, in that setting. But I've heard where like situations where like girls will try to, you know, if it's a guy they're interested in, their friend talking to, and like the guy, they don't know that the guy will come back like, yeah, oh, yeah, listen, your girlfriend, she said this, this, that, and the third. Like,
yeah.
I heard those instances all the time. And it's like, why? I'd be feeling like, why not just keep it real? Like, you know, tell your girlfriend, tell her what it is. Or the same vice versa with males. Like, let them know, like, listen, I like her. You know what I'm saying? That's so corny.
Yeah. Yep, it was some more red flags you had.
Yep. The next one is lack of reciprocation, ignorance, and no true goals.
That sounds like whoever told you that, that sounds like personal. That sounds like it was personal from one person.
It was a male. I believe it was a male too. It was not a lady.
Cool. That man was like hurt from this.
He been through some shit. He's
yeah. Been stuck it. Because I can read the man off this shit. I can read how mad bro, he was. Like a reciprocation. Like, you know you mad when that's the first word you use.
Right.
You know you mad. Ignorance, I understand.
Listen, ignorance. I know everything
he said. He said ignorance because... He said ignorance because he was probably right about a lot of things.
Right.
That female was always wrong, but women's intuition was the scapegoat. You feel me? So that was the problem. And that was probably his frustration. He was like, yo, man, she be thinking she fucking right, but she ain't fucking right. Ignorance. Ain't no two goals. That's only because she probably was only blaming him for everything. You the reason why. You the reason why.
Okay.
You the reason why.
And she probably really didn't have any real goals. He probably was tired of that shit. He probably was the one that had to put all the plays together for her. Yep. She probably leaked with him a lot. And he was
also, it's a two-part thing with that one, though, Mariah. It's a two-part thing. The second part thing of the no true goals... He found another joint at work.
Okay. When you say another joint at work, what you mean? Another woman that's like basically on her shit?
Woman that he likes, that treats him well.
Okay.
They may only be having conversations, but him picking their brain, they might just be mind fucking at work.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And, you know what I'm saying? She got, you know, her things in order. Like, yeah, because they at work. So, you know, kind of like-minded. Mm-hmm. People work at the same places, right. Kind of, right?
Okay, I can see it from that point of view.
So it's like, yeah, she got goals. Okay, all right, I like that. And then you go home to somebody that's showing ignorance.
Right. I gotta get rid of her. She gotta go.
You know, you going to work busting your ass, you probably taking an extra shift or two, but she not reciprocating that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, just waiting for him to bring the money home. He was tired. You could tell, like the way he typed that. He
was sick. That word relationship sounds spicy. Yeah, yo, I'm telling you. Back in them days, Trippy. I don't know if he's still here or gone, but them hospital days, yo, that shit was different. You had a lot of married women making you question if you should ever get married.
Should I work at hospital too? And a lot of the males make you think that. You feel the same exact way. You
feel
like such and such is married. What the fuck? He married? Well,
see the women down there.
Unusual.
And I'm really speaking about women in North Carolina, right?
Oh,
like when I was.
We gotta stay. Like,
at my job in North Carolina, right? Mm-hmm. I was in the hospital. These women would show you their family, all that. You might mess around and meet their husband.
Wow.
Crack.
They not the right kind. That's super messy.
That was a wicked place, man.
So messy.
They asked if I had to go back and work there again, what would be my answer?
You be on the first day smoking there, huh? Showing the side piece to your family. That's wild. That's so wild.
Yeah. Wow. Shout out to bro though, man. I hope you get it together, man. I hope you find that lady. Hopefully the lady at work that you got, hopefully it's real. It ain't just a work thing.
Yeah. He said anything is better than that. Right.
I ain't never had no work relationship.
No. That shit was all. I always thought that was too messy. When I'm done, I'm done. I don't want to see you again. Like, I don't gotta see you at work and shit. I never done that. It's just too messy. And then I feel like it's in the hospitals, everybody's dealing with each other that work there.
And look, I was on night shift too.
Oh, what? He was going there.
Look, I'm not there no more, so I can say certain stuff. Certain things are going down in there.
And you're just on the clock with pleasure. Pleasure on
getting paid and coming at the same time.
The best of both worlds. Oh, wow.
Yeah, you hit a chip ting after the shit.
Like, we see why you was good. You will definitely go back to that job.
Yeah, man. It was.
Wow. I met some people. On the pod, like, yo, guess where you working at?
Yeah. Back then, I'm not gonna shout them out. I ain't gonna shout them out and all that, but
don't get it up. Don't do that. That's wild. Another thing I do like, Trippy put in the chat, he said, no bragging, just be humble. I love that. It's a humble soul, definitely.
Yeah, gotta be natural.
Hey, girl. Yeah, yeah.
That wasn't even a pun. I just happened to say natural.
For real. Wow, yeah. That was crazy. Right on point. Mm-hmm. All right, so the next one is not keeping your word and making up excuses for why you didn't.
Yeah.
That's a man of his word that knows how to keep his word. If you don't, it's not going to work.
Before any form of currency, that's all you had.
Yeah. This new shit here. That's why I know I'm living in the wrong era. This is not it. Take me back in the day. Mm. I say this all the time. Take me back in the day. And then that's when all of the excuses come after that to support the reason why you couldn't keep your word. It's crazy.
You know what's crazy about all that, though?
What's that?
This is never going to end.
What's never going to end?
A lot of us our age want to go back to the era that we was raised on.
Yes. Because this shit here is so ghetto.
That's what we know, right?
Yeah.
The kids of today will feel the exact same when they're our age. Maybe earlier, because how fast this thing is moving.
Okay. That's going to be something to say. Because I'm telling you, I feel like every other day I'm saying it. Like, you know, we think about our childhood and just how things were back then compared to what we're living in today. It's so ghetto. I don't know. I don't know what other word. Oh man, Kev is frozen.
I just had to do a little salsa.
You good for letting your phone die or something. Something's going on.
Yeah, I ain't gonna front. Okay, we got money. No, the hell I don't. My parents' relationship ghetto.
Oh, I ain't gonna hold you now. My parents? Yeah, I feel like everybody's parents had some ghetto shit going on. Everybody, I can definitely relate to that for sure.
Yeah, keep your word, making up excuses and all that. Yeah, man, that might be the best one right there. You feel me? Like, if you can't keep your word, how can I trust you with anything? But you can still be friends with somebody that don't keep their word. You just gotta know how to play them.
Right, and just know, like, all right, this lying most relations.
Like, y'all, I really need to do something. That might be the name I skip over the phone.
For sure. But you gotta, you know, different people are for different things. Like, that's just like even with friendships and things like that, right? Like, you know, yeah, I got a friend for this, I got a friend for that. I know I'm not gonna call this friend for that. It's just knowing, you don't know your circle.
Yeah. That's a good one, though. I like that. I can't, it's not too much I can go in. Yeah. Just cause, you know.
That's just straight to the point. Like, this is what it is. All right, the next one is, oh wait, okay, so that's it.
Those were
the questions. Yep, those are the responses from earlier. Okay. I wonder if, I'm sure it's probably a way that I can put it up here, I just don't know how.
What was that?
The Q&A questions.
It should be. Some people think some of that.
No, those were some responses that people gave earlier. Let's see. All right, I'm going to delete them.
Okay. Damn, I can see that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, while you're doing that, let me ask you a question real quick. All right. 2024, man. This might be the quietest election year ever.
Why do you feel like it's going to be the quietest election year?
It's already the quietest. Well, at least let me say this.
We got gold shoes and shit.
In the black community. Mm-hmm. You don't hear no
definitely
black vote.
Yeah.
You don't hear Diddy jumping out of building saying vote or die.
No, the only I listen to Steve Harvey Morning Show in the morning. That's it. But I haven't heard nothing else. And I didn't think about it until you just said
Steve Harvey said, I know what he said.
What he said?
Here you go. Y'all make sure y'all don't vote for that Trump. Y'all vote for Biden. Whatever you do, vote for Joe Biden. Fucking I know what he's talking about. Yeah, I know what he's talking about.
The only one, and I don't think I really paid that much attention. That you're right.
They're gonna hit the rappers up probably in August. Mm-hmm. September or August. They're gonna hit the rappers up.
Mm.
I'm talking about the Democrats. Yeah. But yeah, it's quiet, man. It's quiet. It ain't I haven't heard nothing. As far
right.
as the black
I'm just sitting here thinking, though. It's just dawning on me. Like, damn.
Look, they saying our votes don't count. And I was one of them people. You feel me? They saying our votes don't count.
Mm.
But it's mighty funny how since our votes don't count, that we getting all these other people up in here and giving them the rights to vote.
Yeah.
Am I going too deep?
No, you ain't going deep. You got me sitting here thinking. Like, you definitely got me sitting here thinking. It's something to think about. It definitely is.
Did you see the Bob Marley movie?
No, I want to see it. I want to see it. It's good.
It's good. But I was mad at Bob Marley at the end. I ain't going to front.
Really? Damn.
Yeah, I want to say why. But
I want to watch like it. I kind of want you to tell me. But then, like, no, I don't want you to because I want to watch it. Because
you know he died. You know he dead. He dead.
Yeah. Oh, wow. What if there's some freaky shit in the movie? Like,
Nah, it's just like, yo, he could have kind of prevented that.
Oh, okay. You going to have, I'm going to have to watch this ASAP.
And I ain't gonna lie, I thought he got shot. I thought that's how he died, but
when I found out that's how he died.
I said, nigga, what? I'm like, yo, man.
Yeah, you can tell me after this. We don't want to spoil it for everybody else, but I want to know now because I thought that was it. Like, I thought that's how he died.
Nah, man. Wow. Nah. I was disappointed.
Wow. What the fuck are you? That's crazy. We about to end the live now because I want you to tell me what the hell. How did it end? That's crazy.
I mean, I can say it, man. Spoiler alert. All right. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. I feel like your new was coming, so I'm
gonna hear that. It's probably people that read the biographies and all that shit and all that. But he had the opportunity to cure the cancer or possibly get rid of the cancer that was going to start growing in his body if he chop off his fucking big toe. He chose not to.
Wow, and then metastasized all over his body.
Shit pissed me off, man. I said, are you fucking kidding me? Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't. Everything's going to be all right. Nigga, you should have been saying that shit when they say all you got to do is chop off your fucking toe, my nigga.
But I will say, now, I have older parents. My aunts and uncles are older. They always say, and I know other people heard this, I ain't going to no hospital for nobody to cut on me. I heard that a lot.
That is the error. That is the error.
Yeah.
But still.
But I really thought, it's sad to say.
You know, Sanders out here with like three toes?
Yeah.
Walking around?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I'm just stuck on, I mean, and it's sad to say, like, I really did think it was gun violence, though. I didn't think it was cancer. Wow. That's crazy. Yeah. I'm still going to watch it, though. I'm really, I'm definitely going to watch it.
Oh, shit. It's Doc. Doc is his baby. Yeah, but this shit crazy, man. That was crazy. This is crazy, man. Just everything that's going on is crazy.
Yeah, it's like, you said, just with the movies, but just in general, like here in Philly, it's a lot of gun violence. A lot of people, kids are getting killed on SEPTA buses. It's just crazy.
I did see something like that not too long ago.
Yeah, but it happened, like, I feel like it's like every day, all different parts of Philly. And their kids, it's sad too. It's so sad. And then innocent people are getting shot up on the bus. Like, imagine you getting off of work and you on the bus on your way home and you get shot. Like that's, whew. I don't even want to sit too much in that conversation because I'll be like, ooh, feeling too deep and be upset when my face all balled up talking about it. It's real unfortunate, though. You know, innocent people lose their lives.
Yeah, man, that's sad. Like, you brought something up, and that made me get to thinking. I need to say this one again because I think this is not being said enough. As you know, and as some people know, you may not know, so I'm telling you now, I reside in Georgia. I've been encountering a lot of people, right? On a daily basis. You there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
All right. I encounter a lot of people on a daily basis, right? And I'm noticing some things.
What you noticing?
I'm noticing that these teenagers and kids cannot read.
Oh, wow.
It's like horrible.
Wow. Like the basic.
Like, you know, like, we from the era where if you couldn't read in class when it was time to read out loud, we kind of laughed at you.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? We laughed at you because you couldn't read. You dumb as hell.
Right.
Right? These kids can't read, yo.
And it's accepted, right? It feels like it's accepted. If you're encountering multiple children, well, teenagers like that, wow.
It's like, yo, be like.
That's scary, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's especially.
But for, like, I think it's like 3% of our youth, or not youth, but our teens. Are getting A's and shit like that, like 3-5%.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Very crazy. Yes,
these niggas is wild, man. Sir, don't get me started. I work in taxes. It's not just reading. The comprehension ain't functioning properly. You saw how I just read that?
Yeah.
These fucking kids can't do that, man.
Wow.
They'll be like this. And I'm reading Bria's comment here. Right. These niggas be like this, sir. Don't get me started.
That's teenagers. Like, that's crazy.
I work in Texas.
But can tell you the latest fucking song and
it's not ready. It's bad like that, yo. It's bad like that.
But that goes to show where their focus were and where the parents were allowing the focus to be. You know what I'm saying? We might have the latest designer clothing, shoes, knows all of the songs.
I'm hearing the school systems down here not even teaching them.
Really?
They gotta learn on.
Was bad with certain schools here.
I'm not too tapped into the school system out here, but it's just crazy. Like, it's just crazy, man.
What?
The people I'm talking
about. The people you're talking about, 25 and 40.
Yeah. It's a lot of people that, I wanted to bring it to the teenagers and the youth because that's our future. Yeah. But it's really the quality of what's going on, like, with people right now. Like,
I see that at work every day.
you run into a lot of people that you're like, yo.
Crazy. And then I'll be like, you've been here for how long? And you're who? What's your position here? Can't believe it.
What's your position here?
That
is a fact.
Crazy.
You got some idiots in high power.
Yes. Oh my. What? I sit on the daily. I be like, yo, this is crazy to me. You see an email when you like, you struggling trying to read the email. Like, what the fuck? What is this person talking about?
I'm telling you, the pandemic did a lot of crazy shit.
Yeah.
Like, remember when you used to go to a supermarket or you walk in the building, everyone's on the right-hand side. It's kind of easy to get through because you're walking one side and other people walking the other side.
Yeah.
After the pandemic, niggas started walking all over the place. You don't know where the fuck, like, you can't, it takes longer to walk somewhere because you got somebody walking your way on the right side and walking your way on the left side. Pandemic, if you didn't utilize the pandemic the right way, you probably fried your brain. Or somebody, shit.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's, we knocking on conspiracy doors right now, but
right.
Something happened in that pandemic that these niggas is dumb now.
There's a lot of things happening in the fucking pandemic, like, that I feel like some people are still stuck in that shit. Like, you still ain't.
Hell yeah.
I mean, it's not to put anyone down, but it's like, damn, you just, you know, it was a very comfortable era, I guess.
So we're putting them niggas down. Fuck that shit. Yeah,
but it made them so comfortable to, like, why are you so okay with that? It's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. You probably not in tune, but it was a Simpsons episode, right? The Simpsons Treehouse of Horror episode, right? It was some shit where the dolphins or whatever started talking to some shit. You know what I'm saying? The dolphins end up coming out the water, eventually saying, yo, this is our shit now. Y'all got to get in the water and live in the sea. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to get to the point that human race is going to have to bow down to one of these other motherfucking species because we're getting dumber by the day, man. It's getting crazy. Like, it's either we're getting dumber or the way of the world is changing. Like, right. The things that we want to do is...
are becoming extinct. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy. It is.
The last... to this pod, I felt like I was
Brother Kev is preaching to us. I felt like
every time we had these type of shows, you feel me, the shooting the shit type shit, yeah. Always come through. One of them life talks, no, man. They need to quiet
but
down.
But you know what? It's needed every now and then. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's good to have to come on talk shit about certain things. We need to talk about what actually matters.
Yeah.
You know, like, you pointed out something important. It's like the youth is our future. And, like, just look at where they at right now. It's sad. Yeah. It's scary. It's like, damn.
I'm not speaking for all over the place. I'm just experiencing my, I'm just speaking on my experience in Georgia. Yeah.
Shit, I'm trying, yeah. I can speak from here from Philly. Like, I definitely see it. It's unfortunate though. Hopefully a change gonna come.
It was this old white dude. I think I was probably like 22, 23 or something. Mm-hmm. He told me, hey, man, 30 is going to be the new 20 by the time you get there. And by the time you get to 40, 30 is going to be the new 40. I think I said it. Did I say that shit right?
30 is the new 20. I was about to talk about Jay-Z. 30 is the new 20. And 40 is the new
30. 30, yeah, yeah. Because it's like, because as we advance, we're losing our ability to be self-reliant. We're kind of being more dependent on certain things.
Mm. Ooh, I can definitely see that shit, especially with technology. Yeah. The way that shit advanced. Oh, definitely.
Yeah, man.
And you said that was when you were like...
Early 20s. Mm. Hospital days. I used to meet a lot of people in the hospital, man.
Hospital days.
But hospital in particular. I used to meet a lot of people.
Yeah, same, same. I worked in that. Damn, it's been a minute for me too. You definitely learn. You learn to like encounter quite a few different people too.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Too. Well, this was a good episode. This was a good episode, and I like the way it ended too.
Yeah.
We ended on some real life shit. Yeah. I like that. Well, this is episode 22. We think. Y'all see it. Y'all gonna see it when it's uploaded. We'll have the numbers right. But I wanna ask, I'm gonna ask that. What do you have coming up? Me? I know football season is over, right?
Football season is over.
Okay.
We're done with this pod. I'm gonna take a little break, and then I'm supposed to be doing these pod. I'm gonna join the panel over there. So, you know, if y'all in the sports, Steelers talk and shit like that, shout out to D. Y'all go D Love Sports. Tune into that. I'll be on there. Outside of that, I got some things in development that I'm going to start maybe in a month. You know, just spreading the things at VSN. Because you already know, VSN, we doing a damn thing. If you ain't with us, you missing out on some shit. You missing out on some.
You want some get down or late it? Say no, I know.
look, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that because that's how we start.
Get
we
down or late it.
Yeah. I'm mad trippy not here no more. But that's exactly how it was in the beginning. Get down or late it.
Get down or late it. You and trippy, man. Y'all two together. Y'all two.
I'm brother right there, man.
That's what's up, though. I love it. That's what's up. That's what's up. Definitely going to check out for all the new endeavors you got coming about, for sure.
Yeah, it's not like it's going to be the last time. You know, when I get up on these things, you feel me? It's not really an interview. We just shooting this shit, man. What's been going on? The lady Condesol into getting a deal, or CAA got a big-ass rollout.
Right.
Or Cardi B.
Yeah.
Everyone over there ate off of the situation somehow, some way. So, you know what I mean?
Somebody got to cut.
Somebody got to pay, man. And obviously it was us. You know, we talked about red flags.
We did.
A lot of people's red flags was Trippy's red flags. I felt like a lot of those was like general. You know, it could be general.
Right.
A couple of the ones that was in the questions was personal. Maybe two of them you felt like it was personal, especially that last one. Reciprocation, ignorance, And
no goals.
No goals. No true goals, excuse me.
Yes, all right, true. No true goals. True. You can have all the goals in the world if you don't act on it.
Yeah. So if the brother that put that in there watching, we know what's up, bro.
Yeah.
Everything, yeah, right, man. Like, everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to y'all. Yes, for trying to end and giving y'all red flags. Shout out to everybody that joined us tonight.
Yes, definitely, definitely. And shout out to Mariah. You feel me? New in this game.
Yes, interview. Finally, my way.
I wouldn't start off as, yo, this is going to be an interview thing. You feel me?
Right.
But out of nowhere, you know, one interview turned into two. And then by the third one, was like, yo, there's some things here.
Right, I like this. Yeah, I can do this.
Yeah, it just keep growing from there and there, man. So I'm proud of you. You're doing your damn thing.
Thank you.
It's only up from there. I don't think I did that on this show yet, but I feel like it's necessary for me to stay. Because I tell you this behind the scenes.
Yeah, oh, okay. I'm like, no, you definitely tell me all the time.
Yeah. So I gotta say it on camera so everyone see and they hear my words, they take my words like, yo,
yeah.
All right, Kev said that. Let's go back and do the work. Go back and do the work, man. Watch how this podcast started and where it's going, man. Just know it's going to keep going up. VSN don't play. We all about getting better because we love this shit.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
It definitely shows.
No pun intended. Shout out to Cameron Mason and all that and stat. But, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, thank you for that. You know, I'm always appreciative of getting my flowers. No, and just watching the tall woman's perspective grow, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in and checking out all of the episodes. If you haven't, like Kev said, definitely go back. Episode 22. Go check them out. Definitely. A Tall Woman's Perspective podcast on YouTube. All of the videos are there. Instagram. Everything else will be plugged in, too. I'm trying to get more engagement. Like, we'll get on TikTok more. I feel like that's like one social media that I'm really not on as much. So I'm really glued to like Instagram, but it's not a good thing, especially with that. What was that the other day? Instagram was down. That's why y'all definitely need to make sure y'all subscribe to YouTube, okay?
Ooh, no shade. Everywhere.
Instagram, though. No shade.
Everywhere.
Yes. All right, y'all. Thanks for tuning
in. This is a dope. Welcome back, episode. We back into things. The interview is gonna be coming soon. You back? So I'm saying we back. Like, I'm gonna be on all these episodes and shit. But nah, like
you know,
we here.
Yes,
yes, and
definitely.
All
right, y'all. We signing out.
No, we're chilling.
All right, y'all.